Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Black Tax 150 Years of Theft, Exploitation, and Dispossession in America is a history and policy study by Andrew W. Carl that examines how American tax systems, especially property taxation, have helped produce and sustain racial inequality. Drawing on the history of Reconstruction, Jim Crow, suburbanization, and contemporary urban decline, Carl shows that taxation has not been a neutral civic tool. Instead, it has often operated as a mechanism that extracted wealth from black households while delivering fewer public benefits in return. The book is especially concerned with local tax administration, assessment practices, tax delinquency enforcement, and metropolitan fragmentation, all of which shaped where black Americans could build wealth and how vulnerable that wealth remained. Rather than treating racial inequality as separate from public finance, Carl places the two in the same historical frame and demonstrates how fiscal policy became a central site of racial dispossession. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, property taxation as a hidden engine of racial wealth extraction. Carl's central argument is that property taxes have functioned as one of the most powerful but least visible tools of black dispossession in the United States. Because local governments rely heavily on property taxes, the system can appear technical and ordinary, yet the book shows how assessment rules, enforcement practices, and appeals procedures have repeatedly burdened black homeowners more harshly than white homeowners. The problem is not only explicit discrimination, but also a structure that tends to penalize people with less wealth, less political influence, and less access to legal remedies. This matters because property ownership has long been one of the main pathways to intergenerational security, when that pathway is taxed unevenly. The result is not just higher bills, but slower accumulation of equity, greater exposure to delinquency, and a higher risk of losing property altogether. Carl reframes property tax history as a story of wealth transfer, not just public revenue collection. Secondly, from Reconstruction to the present, a long history of fiscal inequality, the book traces racial tax injustice across more than a century and a half, beginning after emancipation and extending into the present day. This historical range is important because it shows that inequity in taxation did not emerge as an isolated modern problem. It developed alongside the destruction of Reconstruction, the rise of Jim Crow, the consolidation of segregation, and later the reshaping of metropolitan America through suburbanization and neoliberal retrenchment. Carl connects earlier forms of open racial exclusion to later, more indirect mechanisms that continued to disadvantage black communities even when legal segregation weakened. The book's historical method matters because it reveals continuity beneath changing institutions. The names, rules, and justifications shift over time. But the pattern remains: black communities are asked to contribute to systems from which they receive less, while white wealth is protected and reinforced. By placing tax policy inside a longer arc of racial capitalism, Carl makes the historical roots of present-day inequality harder to ignore. Thirdly, how metropolitan fragmentation created unequal tax bases and unequal schools. A major theme in the book is the way American metropolitan development split cities and suburbs into separate fiscal worlds. Carl shows that when white households and businesses moved to suburbs, they often took tax revenue with them, leaving older central cities with smaller tax bases and larger public needs. This fragmentation did not just alter municipal finance. It reshaped schooling, infrastructure, and the everyday quality of public life. Communities with strong tax bases could raise substantial revenue at lower rates, while cities with concentrated poverty were forced to tax more heavily for fewer returns. For black residents, especially those left in underfunded urban neighborhoods, this meant living inside a system where public goods were systematically uneven. The book makes clear that unequal taxation is also unequal geography, who can access good schools, reliable services, and stable home values is tied to how metropolitan space is divided. Carl therefore treats suburbanization not simply as a demographic shift, but as a fiscal strategy that deepened racial and spatial inequality. Fourthly, tax delinquency, liens, and the legal machinery of dispossession. Carl gives close attention to the practical mechanisms through which black property was lost, including tax delinquency enforcement, tax lien sales, and related forms of legal extraction. These processes matter because dispossession often occurs through routine administrative procedures rather than dramatic acts of seizure. A household that cannot keep up with inflated taxes, penalties, and fees can fall into a cycle in which debt grows faster than income, eventually putting the property at risk. The book argues that such mechanisms have disproportionately harmed black communities for decades, especially where wealth is limited and property values are already vulnerable to discriminatory appraisal practices. This section of the book is important because it shows how law can produce inequality even when it looks procedurally neutral. The machinery of enforcement can appear formal and orderly while still transferring homes, land, and accumulated equity away from black families. Carl's analysis makes the administrative side of racial inequality visible and shows that dispossession is often built into everyday government practice. Lastly, why the book matters for current debates about tax reform and urban justice. The book is not only a historical account. It is also an intervention in contemporary debates over public finance, housing, and racial equity. Carl uses the history of discriminatory taxation to explain why present-day racial wealth gaps persist and why many majority Black cities struggle with underfunded services, decaying infrastructure, and shrinking revenue bases. The book suggests that tax policy cannot be treated as a narrow technical field because it shapes who bears public burdens and who benefits from public investment. That makes the book useful for scholars, policymakers, urban planners, housing advocates, and readers trying to understand why some communities remain trapped in cycles of disinvestment. Its broader implication is that reform requires more than eliminating explicit bias. It requires confronting the structural design of local tax systems themselves. By connecting past injustice to current fiscal crises, Carl gives readers a framework for thinking about circuit breakers, assessment reform, metropolitan revenue sharing, and other equity-oriented responses. In conclusion, The Black Tax is best suited for readers interested in African American history, urban studies, public finance, housing policy, and the long afterlife of racial segregation. It will be especially valuable for scholars, students, journalists, advocates, and policymakers who want to understand how inequality is built into ordinary government systems rather than only into overtly discriminatory acts. Its practical value lies in showing how property taxation, tax enforcement, and local revenue structures shape wealth, public services, and neighborhood stability. Intellectually, it helps readers connect racial injustice to the fiscal foundations of American cities and suburbs. What makes the book stand out in its category is its unusual focus instead of treating taxation as a background policy issue. Carl places it at the center of the story of Black dispossession. That shift gives the book both historical force and contemporary relevance. It is also distinguished by its ability to link local administrative practices to broad patterns of racial wealth inequality, making it more than a case study and more than a policy critique. It is a structural history of how public finance has helped define racial power in America. If you would like to support Andrew W. Carl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.